What kind of behavior are we talking about here?
Well, it sort of runs the gamut from, you know, workplace harassment type allegations that are allegedly happening behind the scenes, and then, you know, conduct actually from the bench by immigration judges in immigration court towards attorneys, and in fact, in some cases, the immigrants that appear before them in court. Some of the specific instances that I report in the story includes one member of the Board of Immigration Appeals, which serves as the appellate body within the immigration courts, who's actually been banned from his government building since 2013 over sexual harassment investigation, but is still deciding cases, albeit from home. And then another example, a judge who was based in Atlanta and under the Trump administration was actually promoted to the appellate body, who made a joke in court during a proceeding referencing male genitalia.
Is this something that you have found in your investigating is a widespread culture issue within the immigration court system, or might these be relatively isolated incidents?
My investigation and my reporting indicated these were not isolated. Now, certainly, no one is alleging that every single immigration judge in the court system is rotten. That's absolutely not the case, and there are plenty of good ones. But this is not an example, an instance of one or two bad apples who just happen to find their way in, but rather, you know, I spoke with attorneys across the country. I reviewed complaints that have been filed across the country and found examples, not just one or two, but multiple. We only reported a few very specific instances in the actual story, but there are indications that this is far more widespread. And more broadly, that this is a systemic issue, that there is very little in place to check and prevent this behavior from happening. And in some instances, even when this behavior is substantiated and uncovered, punishments include, like I said, someone who's still allowed to decide cases, which in the immigration courts often involve, you know, instances of gender-based violence, and this person has been banned over sexual harassment allegations. And, you know, beyond that, a complaint system that attorneys say just doesn't actually allow them to check this behavior when they observe it happening.
So what recourse do the attorneys have?
Well, they'll tell you they have very little. There is a complaint process. It's completely opaque. So, you know, you file a complaint, you don't know whatever happened to it. Some judges are able to deduce, if they're given very specific allegations to respond to defend themselves, they're able to deduce who might have filed that complaint. The attorneys say that if they do that, there's very little to stop them from taking it out on the attorneys or their clients. You know, immigration judges have a wide range of discretion, you know, everything from allowing an immigration attorney to file a motion to get themselves a little more time. Maybe someone is sick and can't be in court that day, or they're in the waiting room and 15 minutes go by from the start of their hearing and they didn't hear their case called. I mean, if the judge has the discretion in that instance, if the person is not present in court, they could order them deportable in that moment alone. So, you know, the amount of discretion these judges have, attorneys say, carries such grave risk that they fear putting a complaint into a system. They don't know what happens. They've never seen accountability for these judges. And then they have to worry, is this judge going to take it out on me and my clients, who fear death in their home countries if they're deported? And, you know, one of the people I interviewed in the story described it as a Sophie's choice, that attorneys just, they can't figure out a way to check this behavior without taking on too much risk.